Yesterday on Constance Zimmer Dates a Rocker, Part 1.
There was this band that came and played. I mean, who doesn't love a rock star?
How old were you here?
15 or 16. I would sneak out of my bedroom through the window. I would drive 45 minutes to go and like have sex with them.
And did your mother ever catch you sneaking out?
No.
Never. You should call her.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, sweetie.
Did you know that I snuck out of my bedroom like in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I told you. You had your diary underneath the pillow.
You read my diary?
I did.
What?
Dickie, it's your mother. No, you never call me. I mean, I wonder, is your finger broken?
Just don't tell my mother.
It's your mother.
Mother.
No, you never call me.
Just don't tell my mother.
Where the hell are you? You are never home.
Hey, fam. Welcome back to Don't Tell My Mother. I'm Nikki Levy, and this is part two of Constance Zimmer Dates a Rocker. In the first episode, the amazing actress and adorable human confessed her teen debauchery to her mom, Ingrid, only to realize, well, Ingrid knew all along. And now we are calling Constance's daughter, Coco, to discuss. Here's me, Constance, and Coco right after this.
Just don't tell my mother. Just don't.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi.
Coco. I'm so happy you're here.
Me too.
Coco, we just did a call with your grandma.
Oh, really?
Yes. We did a random, unexpected call with Grandma Ingrid.
With Omi. We call her Omi.
That's fun.
Well, your mom told us a story today that I think is like maybe like more of like a cautionary tale. But I know she wants to share it with you. Have you told Coco this?
I don't remember. I don't remember if I did. So, Coco, I don't know if I've ever told you this story, but when I was a sophomore in high school, I used to sneak out of my bedroom at night, and I used to, in the middle of the night, I'd crawl out my bedroom window and I'd jump over my fence and I'd roll my car down the driveway and I'd roll it down the street to go and see this boy who didn't go to my high school, who was older than me. And I would just, and he lived like 45 minutes away. Like, it wasn't like it was like a 5-minute drive. It was like a long drive. And then I would come back home, you know, like a couple hours later, crawl back into bed. And I would do it on school nights. I would do it on the weekend. And I thought for sure that Omi did not know. And so we called her and you're going to die. She said, oh, yeah, I knew. And I said, how'd you know? And she goes, I read your diary.
Can you believe it? And she didn't tell Constance she read the diary until today. Coco, say something, Coco. Yeah,
Coco, it's not a visual medium.
Coco's wow. Just agog.
Well, I knew that you were like sneaking out, but I didn't know why. Did Omi, like, not approve of this boy that you were hanging out with? Is that why you felt you needed to, like,
oh, good question,
sneak out?
You know, I don't think that Omi ever met him because he was, like, the lead singer of a band that I met at a party, and he didn't go to my high school. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there was a part of me that thought, it's not like he was, like, old. It was just... He was just older and he didn't go to my high school. So
that's crazy that she read your diary. I would be so mad. Like, if you read my diary without permission, I'd be so mad.
I mean, you keep a diary, right?
Yeah, I write a journal. I've basically filled two whole journals through quarantine.
Constance, I don't see you as someone who would ever read her diary.
No, I wouldn't. But Coco Omi said that I hid it under my pillow and she was changing pillowcases and she saw it. And so she just felt that was an open invitation to start reading it. And she said she only read the last page.
Yeah, that seems super suspect.
And apparently it was in there, but she never told me that she read the diary. And she also never told me that she knew. And
maybe she just said, like, a part of her wanted to let you like have a secret to keep.
Why do you think she would have wanted that, Coco?
I mean, like, as a kid, a child, whatever, like my age, I feel like it's kind of fun to have a secret. Like, even if like you think that no one knows, but like people do know, then it's just fun to be like, oh yeah, like, oh, I have like my journal, like a lot of the, like nobody has read my journal. Like, that's like my thing. It's like a secret, I guess you could call it. So I think like, it feels good to like have something that only you know, that's like just yours. And like for my mom, like sneaking out, that's probably like fun, like as a teenager, to like go get in your car and drive. I don't know, but.
Could you ever see yourself, Coco, in 3 years from now, because you're 13, ever sneaking out?
No.
How come?
I think I would get scared that I would like get lost or something. And then like I wouldn't call my parents because then they would figure out that I left.
Do you tell mom a lot of things?
Yeah.
Or do you like to keep secrets sometimes?
I mean, it also depends like what it is. I think I tell my mom like most things I feel comfortable telling her. If it doesn't come up and I don't feel that I need to tell her, then I don't. But if it comes out, if she asks me a question, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Do you keep your diary in the open or do you have a secret place?
It's just on my shelf on my desk. It doesn't have a lock on it. I think it's just like I trust my parents.
What is it about mom that you trust she wouldn't read your diary even though it's not locked and it's right there on your bookshelf?
I think because like, okay, so like my parents, they like understand what it's like to like, I mean, obviously everyone has been a kid, but I feel like my parents still like understand. I feel like some people, some adults, like just kind of like put that experience behind them. They don't really understand like what it's like to be a teenager, and like they don't really put themselves in their kids' shoes, I guess, if that makes sense.
Makes total
sense. Like my mom would know, like she wouldn't want people reading her diary, so she's not going to read my diary, you know.
Constance, is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't read her diary unless she told me I could, for sure. I'm not going to say that I am not curious, but there's, I feel like anything that I would need to know or that she would want to know from me, she would always ask me.
And what have you done in raising Coco that makes you sure of that? That makes you feel comfortable enough with that? Because I think that's such a difference between how your mother raised you and how you're raising Coco.
For me, I've found communication is key. And I think the more we talk about things, the easier it is to talk about more things.
I agree.
And yeah. And I think we've been doing that from a very young age, treating Coco like, not that she was an adult, but treating her like a human being with feelings and emotions. And it didn't matter if she was 9 or if she was 13. They're all valid and they're all warranted.
I'll always be comfortable like telling her things. And I know she won't judge me and I know she'll try and help.
You could share hard things that you might be afraid of her judging you about.
Yes. Yeah.
Now's the time, Coco. Is there anything you want to share?
No.
No, she's told me everything. I know everything.
Is there anything you've wanted to ask mom that you haven't?
No, I think if I ever have like a question, like I'll ask her and then sometimes she'll be like, you know what? Yeah, I don't think you need to know that. Or like, yeah, I'll tell you.
Coco, do you remember when mom first taught you about the birds and the bees?
Well, we didn't. It wasn't like, okay, so we're going to talk about this. In fifth grade, we had health class, and they kind of taught us too much, if that's possible.
Yeah, because Coco, wouldn't you say also, like, there are certain things you actually don't want to know yet? Like, well, do you remember that conversation when you said to me, I'm okay, I don't need to know anymore. I know enough for now.
Because I'm like, that's disgusting. Can you just stop? Some things, with you can hear them from your friends. When you hear them from your parents, it's like, ew.
Is there ever a time mom embarrassed you?
Yes. We were at IKEA. And I remember I farted. And you, she knew that I farted, and she was like, Coco, why'd you fart? And there were like five people there, and I was like, Mom, stop, what are you doing? She's like, Coco, that's really stinky. And I was like, Mom, be quiet, what are you doing? I got so embarrassed.
I didn't want anyone to think it was me.
Oh my god, it comes out. How are you like your mom? How are you guys similar?
Oof, in so many ways. We both have an unhealthy addiction to sugar. It's something to be proud of, though. It's not a bad thing.
What's you guys' favorite sugar?
Probably candy corn. We share an obsession with candy corn.
Yeah, I do love candy corn.
I feel like my mom's very unique in her style, and I feel like I share that with her. Also, because I share her clothes. So...
Yeah, I heard that. Constance, how are you different with Coco than your mom was with you?
I don't want to keep anything or hide anything from my daughter, but I don't know that I would have known to not do that if it hadn't been done for me. I mean, not been done for me. Does that make sense?
Totally.
I think her and I communicate a lot more than I did with my mom. We share a lot more. We do a lot more things together.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing besides eating candy corn?
What do you think, Coco? What's our favorite thing we get to do together?
Well, when Dad is like working or something, we usually eat cereal every day, and we'll eat in front of the TV instead of at the table, which he normally doesn't let us do.
I was going to say when we have our date nights. Sometimes we do girl date nights.
Yeah, if our dad like goes to have like distance dinner with one of his friends, we'll like watch a movie and like eat dinner and like cozy up on the couch.
Guys, you gals.
And do sleepovers. We do sleepovers together where we dress up in matching onesies and do a sleepover like we're girlfriends.
That is so cute. What is one thing that you learned from your mom?
She's taught me so many pieces of advice. Let's see. I mean, she's taught me that, like, I am who I am and nobody can change that. And I am unique and, like, I'm special. And, like, people will like me for who I am, like, not for what I can be. And I think that's really important. And I think I've taught her how to use technology, especially the TV, because she doesn't, like, she's not good with that stuff. It's really funny.
It's the worst teaching your mom about technology. Like, did you have to teach her about Zoom? Because you might as well use the emoji where your head's exploding there. Like, for sure. For me, for sure.
Yeah, I had to teach her how to use some parts of Zoom. She was like, wait, you can put a virtual background? And I was like, yeah, you can.
Constance, if you could teach Coco one thing to take with her through all of life, what do you think it would be?
It's one sentence that I think carries through a lot of things in life, which is you are enough. It isn't until we get older that we realize we were great being ourselves and we spent too much time trying to be somebody else and being like others. Being authentic to yourself and knowing that you are enough and you don't have to try and be more than what you are, I just think you can use that in everything.
Coco is so tech savvy. She's doing the hand clapping emoji on Zoom. Coco, please teach me that later.
See, Coco, what? I would not know how to do that. I don't even know how to do that.
Coco, what is one thing that you'd want to tell mom?
Like, sometimes I might be really mean to you and I'll like be like sassy and stuff, but I don't mean it because I really love you and I don't want to like hurt your feelings on purpose.
Oh, that's kind.
Coco, what is something that you love most about your mother?
I think she's, I really love how she is not afraid to be herself. She's kind of like, this is who I am. And if you don't like it, then that's your problem. And I think that is really good. And like, I look up to her for like those things. I feel like I'm not afraid to like be myself and like put myself out in the world and not worry about people think. And I think that's very good.
And if you had to thank mom for something, what do you think it might be?
I mean, it's kind of like on the same topic. I would say thank you for like showing me that I don't have to change for other people. If that makes sense. Yeah.
It makes so much sense. And most of us live our whole lives not realizing that is true. So the fact that you're sitting here at 13 means Constance, you did a really good job.
Yeah, because I definitely didn't feel like that at your age, Coco.
And Constance, what is something that you want to thank Coco for?
For letting me be able to see life through a kid's eyes again.
You're welcome.
I love that.
I think you should end your podcast on giving props to the mothers, because being a mom is hard. It's really hard. And I think we're all just doing the best we can with what we got. And I do think we can hopefully pass on the good with the bad and learn from both.
Amen. Constance, you are a ray of light. You're giving me hope for my own future children. I'm so grateful that you and Coco got to join me today. You two are wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you for giving us a platform to chill at.
So will you guys do the honor of taking us out today?
Yes.
Yes.
Coco's very sure about it. Constance less so. If it's not one thing,
it's your mama! Guys,
thank you so much for hanging out with us these last 2 days and chilling with three generations of Zimmer women. I learned so much, my God. If you liked what you heard, subscribe to Don't Tell My Mother wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on the socials at Don't Tell My Mother and at Nikki Levy on Instagram. We love you guys so much. Don't forget to rate and review us. Mwah.
Don't Tell My Mother is created, hosted, and executive produced by Nikki Levy, my daughter. The show is executive produced by John Cryer. Oh my God, I love him. And Lisa Joyner and Jody Zuckerman Weiner at Discount Sushi. Our producer is Liza Glukoft. Co-producer, Andrew Condon. Mixed and edited by Donovan Bullen. Theme song by Donovan Bullen and Joe McKenzie. Distributed by Acast. Now go call your mothers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.